at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels as he by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Christ was offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.